This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, the government has made women-led development the foundation of national progress and women are at the center of every major government initiative. He was addressing the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal today. The Prime Minister said, terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's woman power and has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है काल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है.
The Prime Minister virtually inaugurated Datia Airport, built on 124 acres at a cost of 60 crores, at the newly built Satna Airport at a cost of about 37 crore rupees. He also inaugurated the first phase of the metro train in Indore, beside releasing the first installment for the construction of 1,271 new Atal Gram Seva Sadan Bhavans. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released a postage stamp dedicated to Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai and a commemorative coin of 300 rupees. National President of BJP and Union Minister JP Nadda has said that Ahilyabai Holkar encouraged religion, protected culture and was a great social reformer who worked to preserve and revive India's tradition and culture. Mr. Nadda was addressing a program on the 300th birth anniversary of Ahilyabai Holkar in Jaipur. He said that she was a courageous and fearless woman who did historic work for women empowerment. He said that she fought for social justice and started good governance.
उनमें संकल्प शक्ति की वो प्रतिमूर्ति थी जो संकल्प कर लिया उसको पूरा करना उनके जीवन का लक्ष्य था और उसी तरीके से वो साहस से परिपूर्ण थी और विचारधारा से कटिबद्ध थी उनका जीवन एक लक्ष्य के लिए समर्पित जीवन था वो कूटनीति की ज्ञाता भी थी और साथ ही साथ वो साहसिक और निर्भीक महिला भी थी.
Union Minister for Department of Space Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced that the Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla will conduct food and nutrition related experiments on board the International Space Station, that is ISS. The experiments will be conducted as part of the upcoming EXIM Mission 4. In a media briefing, Dr. Singh said that the experiment will examine the impact of microgravity and space radiation on edible microalgae, a high-potential and nutrient-rich food source. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan attended the Chief of Defence Forces Roundtable at the ongoing Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. During the discussions, Chief of Defence from around the world deliberated on pressing security challenges and explored emerging trends and innovative solutions. They also discussed strategic decision-making and shared best practices towards fostering cooperation, promoting stability and addressing emerging security challenges in the defense domain. Russia has vowed to continue its military campaign in Ukraine until the underlying causes of the conflict are resolved and peace agreements are formally ratified. Chairman of the Russian State Duma's Defense Committee, Andrei Kartapolov, today ruled out any unconditional ceasefire, stating that Moscow would continue its assault unless a formal lasting agreement is signed between the two countries. At the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, India finished second in the medal tally with 24 medals. India clinched 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze in the championships. In addition, Animesh Kujur and Parul Chaudhary set new national records. On the last day of the championship today, India bagged 3 silver and 3 bronze medals. In the women's 4x100 meter relay race, Indian team of Shravani Nanda, Abhinay Rajrajan, Sneha SS, Nitya Gandhe claimed silver medal. Indian deaf cricket team has triumphed in the historic 5-match International Deaf Cricket Series 2025 against Trinidad and Tobago. The Indian team clinched the series 3-2, showcasing resilience, tactical brilliance and team spirit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.